This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, June 14th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. We've talked about how some prospective homebuyers are jumping the line and locking in sales by making cash offers. But with prices 40% above where they were at the start of the pandemic, what can you do if you don't have enough cash on hand to seal the deal?
I've talked to homeowners who are, you know, getting together with a couple members of their family, kind of just taking their savings, their life savings. So they are trying to take advantage of that and, you know, buy a home when they can, even if it's on the lower end of the housing price spectrum.
Coming up, we'll talk with WSJ consumer finance reporter Orla McCaffrey about other creative ways homebuyers are scraping together funds and why a cash offer isn't necessarily a guarantee you'll get the house you want. That's after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.
Mortgage rates may be rising, but the competition to buy a home is still fierce. Some buyers have been able to solve the competitive logjam by swooping in with cash, but others don't have a huge nest egg that they can tap into. WSJ reporter Orla McCaffrey joins us to discuss how some homebuyers are finding creative ways to put together an all-cash deal. Orla, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, Orla, it wasn't unusual for homebuyers to pay with cash when mortgage rates were near record lows and competition was fierce. But why is cash still common when we hear so much about the housing market cooling?
So the market is cooling, but it's still very competitive. There are still so few homes on the market. So even if demand has decreased a little bit, even if there are fewer offers on each home, that inventory is still so tight that, you know, you're still getting multiple offers on homes and you know, in some areas, multiple cash offers. And for sellers who want to sell quickly and hopefully get out there on the market and, you know, find their next home, cash just really speeds up the process and makes it more secure. Cash has been common during this kind of two-year housing boom that we've seen during the pandemic, and it hasn't cooled off even as the housing market has slowed in terms of sales in the past couple of months. So about 28% of home sales in March were paid in cash. That went down to about 26% in April, but that is still well above pre-pandemic levels.
So who typically makes cash offers?
So it's people who have the cash on hand, right? So it's people who just sold a house and realized a lot of, you know, equity gains through price increases the past couple of years. Or it's people who have enough money in different investments in the stock market, maybe part of it in a savings account where they can, you know, show that they have this money on hand, make a cash offer, and then get a mortgage right after buying the home. That's called delayed financing. And a lot of the times it's older folks, it's people who have owned homes for a while who are, you know, maybe trying to downsize and have a life's worth of savings on hand.
How does paying cash help a buyer sort of jump the line and increase the chances of their offer being accepted?
So sellers by far prefer cash. Redfin, the real estate brokerage, found that cash offers are about four times as likely to win bidding wars as offers that would require a mortgage. So that is a really big benefit. And cash offers are also good for buyers because they know that the sellers like cash offers, so they don't feel the same kind of pressure to, you know, overbid $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 above the asking price on a home like, you know, we're hearing about in so many markets.
Now, you know, you mentioned that people may use their life savings, but not everyone has that kind of money stashed away. So how are they finding ways to scrape together funds to make a cash offer and you know, stay in the running?
I've talked to homeowners who are, you know, getting together with a couple members of their family, kind of just taking their savings, their life savings, and putting them all together to come up with a cash offer. I talked to one homeowner who decided to buy a bigger, larger house to live with her older mother in, along with her mother and her brother. They all pooled money together to buy that home, and they kind of see it as a long-term investment. that they didn't need to finance. So she plans to retire there, and so does her mother. And I don't think before the past couple of years they would have ever considered buying a home in cash. They had always financed homes before. Others, you know, have come into money for the first and maybe only times in their life. So they are trying to take advantage of that and, you know, buy a home when they can, even if it's on the lower end of the housing price spectrum. And then there are a growing number of companies, kind of startup companies, as well as, you know, traditional mortgage lenders who are creating special programs where they will buy the house for you. Basically, they'll put in a cash offer in your name. So that will kind of catapult you maybe to the top of the list in terms of who sellers are going to choose. And then they'll turn around and sell the house to you and get your mortgage for a fee, of course. But yeah, that all kind of just reflects the how competitive it still is out there, even if sales are slowing.
Okay, but having the cash on hand and making a cash offer, that's not a guarantee you're going to get the house you want, right?
Yes, unfortunately, it's not. Another person I talked to for this story submitted 3 offers and they were all in cash and she didn't have one accepted until the 3rd offer. So yes, it makes you more competitive, but it's absolutely not a silver bullet because a lot of people, you know, are kind of thinking the same thing right now because, like I said, it's still a very, very, very competitive housing market.
Okay, so sometimes having the right amount of cash on hand can be the key to getting a house. But still, aren't there people still priced out of this market?
Especially first-time homebuyers. It's really hard to break in just because of the double-digit price increases that we've seen for almost 2 years now. Prices are up 20% year over year, according to the latest data. And just that coupled with rising mortgage rates and the lack of homes on the market, it's going to keep demand very strong for a long time.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Orla McCaffrey. Orla, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.
This episode is brought to you by Coinbase Institutional, the first choice of sophisticated investors and institutions that want to invest in crypto assets. As the only publicly traded company with experience trading and custodying digital assets at scale, over 11,000 clients use Coinbase products like Prime and Exchange. Coinbase also recently announced that they're on the path to launching derivatives. Invest in the most trusted name in crypto. Learn more at coinbase.com/institutional.